With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. The military says two U.S. Navy pilots have been shot down over the Red Sea in an apparent friendly fire incident. Both pilots recovered alive. One suffered minor injuries. The incident came as the military conducted airstrikes targeting Yemen's Houthi rebels, though the U.S. military central command did not elaborate on what their mission was at the time. That budget measure has been signed into law.
President Biden has signed a bill that averts a government shutdown. The deal funds the government at current levels and provides $100 billion in disaster aid, along with $10 billion in agricultural assistance to farmers. House Speaker Mike Johnson.
It funds the government, of course, until March of 2025. That was a big priority for us. This is America First legislation because it allows us to be set up to deliver for the American people.
The deal does not include an increase in the government's borrowing limit, which President-elect Donald Trump insisted on. The House approved the budget by a vote of 366 to 34. It was passed by the Senate by an 85 to 11 vote after midnight. I'm Shelley Adler.
Also at SRNNews.com, Nuna Baby Essentials is recalling nearly 609,000 child car seats.
That's because the harness adjuster can loosen and the seats may not restrain children. The company told U.S. safety regulators that the recall affects certain Rava seats with a plastic harness adjuster button. Debris can get into the front harness adjuster, making it loose and increasing the risk of injury in a crash. Nuna will send owners a fix-it kit with a new seat pad, instructions on cleaning the harness adjuster, and a screwdriver to remove a plastic cover. No date has been set to notify owners by letter. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Police say 11 people, including some members of a Venezuelan gang, are facing potential criminal charges in connection with the violent abduction and beating of a couple in an apartment complex in Denver. This is SRN News. Churchgoers voted for President Trump. SRN's Michael Harrington gives details.
The Public Religion Research Institute has completed a deep dive into the election results, and one of the things it has discovered is that the more frequently a person attended worship services, the more likely he was to cast his ballot for Mr. Trump. 88% of white evangelicals who go to church at least once a week voted for the president, compared to 77% of those who seldom attend. The same pattern held for Catholics who also voted for Mr. Trump in large numbers. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A state judge in Montana has temporarily blocked policies that prevented transgender people from changing the sex designation on their birth certificates and driver's licenses. District Judge Mike Manahan issued the order and put the rule on hold while a lawsuit moves through the courts. The state says since gender is binary, the alteration of documents will put misinformation into the Montana records system. This is SRN News. Major League Baseball's all-time base stealer has passed away. Bob Agnew has the story.
Ricky Henderson passed away on Friday in Oakland after a battle with pneumonia. He earned his nickname, the Man of Steel, by stealing a record 1,406 bases over a 25-year Major League career. He was also selected to 10 All-Star teams. Henderson was selected by the A's in the 1976 draft and inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame in 2009. Bob Agnew reporting.
The Department of Education has reached an agreement with the University of California system resolving complaints from Jewish and Muslim students of discrimination and harassment during protests last spring. The department says it investigated a total of 9 complaints that alleged the schools failed to respond effectively to anti-Semitic and anti-Arab harassment. Under the agreement, the schools must step up reporting of complaints to the OCR office. You'll find more online at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.